New exercise book. So then now I checked the yesterday that passage from Kanga Vitarani. Tani Patika Hetva. Okay. Tani Patika Hetva. So now the thing is that the sub-commentary of this tells that satahanati kamayetopi anapatinda said that even if one sits 7 days, there is no offense. You can read the passage, you understand?
Yes, I understand. Now the sub-commentary tells,
Kanka Vitarani Tika, that one receives this not for to swallow them. Uh-huh. One receives them to use them for to apply on the feet,
Okay.
like that.
Okay.
Because without looking the sub-commentary, it's difficult to figure out what is the meaning here.
Yes, it is
perplexing.
Yes,
the reason is because now in the beginning it says patisayaniyani. Paripunjitabani, okay? That is, which are to be used, means you have to use it to swallow them, to take them in, for intaking. Okay, but if you, tanipatikahetva, just receive them, but you don't swallow them.
Okay?
In that case, now you can give in even more than 7 days, there is no offense.
Okay.
You don't swallow them, you just receive them, not to swallow them, to use them internally, but externally. There is no offense. So then, okay, that is one thing. And today some monk asked me whether margarine. Margarine is allowable for 7 days medicine.
Margarine is spelled this word?
Margarine, it is. It's margarine you have to apply on the bread.
Is
there any other another name for that? Margarine.
M-A-R-G-A-R-I-N-E. Okay. This is some kind of... Allowable for what?
For 7 days medicine?
This is... I don't know.
So then, we have this kind of... in the morning we have Astra. Astra? Astra Margarine.
Astra.
The name is Astra. What is
the brand name.
The brand name. So then... that is also used to apply on the bread, no?
Yeah.
With jam, like that.
Yes.
It is like butter.
Yes.
But it's make of vegetable oil, vegetable fat, excuse me, vegetable fat. So, and then they put color also, because actually the actual color it is white, but they put some color to look like butter. So, and then one monk asked me whether it is allowable for 7 days medicine. So then I told him not allowable because this is not supposed to serve any medicinal purpose. It's just for food, to consume as food. It's vegetable oil, condensed fat. It is for food consumption, not for any other purpose.
然后这个人造黄油那么大的系列，其实，然后那个这个人造黄油它成分，它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是它是
Usually monks, they don't take it for 7 days medicine because they know it is for eternal use, because the people, they cook it.
Mm-hmm.
They usually use it for cooking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So it has no, if you take in inside, it has no any medicinal purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So externally you can use, for example, people sometimes they apply on their hair, for shining hair, to shine their hair. So then for other things and so forth, for the skin, they apply for other reasons, externally. But internally, usually they don't take for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't serve any medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
That case also coconut oil, it is not used as 7 days medicine here.
Mm-hmm. 然后突然就突然打了一个喷针，椰子油一般来说也不能当做西药，因为椰子油就是说，如果你是内服的话，它通常直接是跟食物混合在一起。然后那个它没有，它没有什么药用价值。当然这个东西你可以外用，就是外用的话，你比方说有些人为了让自己头发变得更闪亮，会很多人突然抹椰子油，或者是抹西服上面。那是另一回事。但是如果就是食用的话，一般就是食物。
椰子油它是排泄作用，可以当清热药。它有的时候和椰子一样，椰子油它能排泄。
So he said that this coconut oil is also put in the Grandpa's room, maybe because somebody think it will improve the motion. Like it serves as some kind of lubricant to the intestine or something.
For laxative.
Yes.
Somebody put in the...
According to him, yes.
As called, there is no any such effect and so on, except even if you drink a lot of water,
mm-hmm.
a lot of water, ultimately you go to the toilet, you have to go to the toilet anyhow. Hot water.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. If you drink, for example, 1 liter hot water,
mm-hmm.
you have to run to the toilet.
Uh-huh.
So it is... the same way if you put a lot of coconut oil, of course... You feel like vomitish. Sometimes you don't go to the toilet, you have to get it out of the mouth also. So therefore, this is the same way sesame oil. Any oil and so forth, and olive oil, if you drink a lot, ultimately you have to run to the toilet. That is normal because the belly becomes full. So, but it is not used as a medicinal purposes. Coconut oil.
它是如果是胃里那个通便的话，你喝一身热水可能也突然效果，然后你可能喝完一身热水你就跑厕所里边，但是如果你喝的不是水，而是油的话，比方说椰子油，其实芝麻油、橄榄油也一样，然后你喝的不是一身水，是一身油，你可能还没等去厕所你就已经吐上。
Another thing according to the, many doctors advise people in Sri Lanka not to cook with coconut oil.
Oh.
Because it is it can produce a lot of cholesterol.
Oh. Okay.
So here, for example, in they never cook with coconut oil.
What
sometimes almost it is water boiled. What we get,
okay.
Most of them are water boiled.
Yes, okay.
So occasionally you can find some vegetable which is with oil, but some people, village people, they do it. Uh-huh. Village people, they eat a lot. They eat coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they cook, and whatever they cook, coconut. Therefore, now doctors try to tell them not to use it.
Mm-hmm.
If they take it to take small amounts, mm-hmm. but occasionally here some people they cook with coconut oil. Occasionally,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. some vegetables, they said vegetable, uh-huh. Jackfruit vegetable.
Jackfruit.
They put a lot of oil. You can see sometimes the jackfruit is swimming in the oil.
Where they fry it?
Not fried, actually the whole vessel is full of oil,
mm.
and the jackfruit vegetable is all swimming inside. They take it as well, you can see that everything is moving inside.
That is what is happening in the village?
No, here sometimes. I think today there was one vegetable like that. They put a lot of oil. I mean, you can see the oil shining on the surface.
Oh, okay.偶尔也才可能放椰子油，然后可能偶尔就煮那个菠萝蜜果的时候，他可能会放一些那个椰子油，然后他那个你看那个牛煮菠萝蜜果那个菜，它可能菜上飘着一层椰子油，但是椰子油，但是那个但是它大部分菜都是用水煮的，然后南方椰子油泡的是就是那个。
黄色的那个汤，不是那个菠萝蜜果，就是那个，就是长得像牛肉似的。对，没错。哦哦哦，对。
So now for conservation, castor oil is advised. They call it. We have in Pali arandatela. Arandatela in Sinhalese is arandutel. So this castor oil, it is usually you can take a small amount. Problem is good enough for early morning to go to have a it's called a bowel movement.
Castor, you mean a C-A-S-T-O-R?
C-S-T-R Castor. O-R.
Oh, C-A-S-T-O-R. Is this the word? No.
Yeah.
But it's, we don't know that this kind of oil seems.
Maybe your dictionary does not have it.
Castor.
This you can find in Ayurvedic books.
Mm.
We have here in the library Ayurvedic books.
Mm.
Castor oil is used for conservation. That is a standard oil.
Mm.
But coconut oil, you can flip in the Ayurvedic books to find coconut oil. No reference. Okay, now do you have that book today, the Mahabhagapali in the Vaisakhyakanda?
I didn't bring that book because I thought you were only teaching the Sotavibhaga, so I didn't bring that book. But maybe others they have that.
You can check if the others have it, because you can find this Vaisakhyakandaka. In the end of the Vaisakhyakanda shows how these medicines, they are mixed together. No?
Uh-huh.
One category, if it is mixed with another category, how it loses its status.
Uh-huh.
So this is what the Buddha explained about that.
Uh-huh.
But there is another information also, how the great standards, mm-hmm. the four great standards,
mm-hmm.
Mahapadesa and so forth, when during Buddha's time, the Buddha told, now whatever I call medicines he allowed, but the others who do not yet mention about, do not mention about, but they agree with what is allowable. So that is also allowable if they agree. Now, for example, yesterday we were discussing about modern medicines, which are like minerals, vitamins, and what is called, it's called antibiotics. Do not exist in Buddha's time. Okay? So, if we get them today and we compare this with what the Buddha already allowed, then if they agree, then you can take them. These are the four great standards, it's called. These explanations are in the end of medicine chapter of Mahabhagavata. Therefore, now if somebody has this book here, we can he can read these explanations briefly and to know where to get this information.
如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是如果是 如果说能分的是一个东西允许，然后有一个东西是随身允许，或者允许都行，那这个东西也是允许的。然后这个我们在眼现在那西亚的时候就已经用了这个准则，比方说维生素、抗生素这些东西呢，就是在福特市还是没有的，但是我们现在跟 staff 在那个判断，然后判断是那个周身药，然后大家那个大品药研究里边可以看到这方面信息。
So nobody has a book.
大品药是厉害。
Yeah. You can use his book and report and read what is the end of the medicine chapter.
Okay. This is standard. Okay.
I 刚才那个就是
right, left.
左右滑了。
二左右。
关系
我没有他这个软件有问题，有时候可以那正好重新啊，
270多页，280页都行。
你可以用吗？你需要吗？不用，这他们好传。
我看不看啊？看不不知道是哪块
对，
我那个目录能看的不了细。
比这个还细致。
我操！这是这是一样的，这是咱们的
扫描版，应该跟这是一样的。
你从那个什么二百六七，二百六七，二百六七。第几送品的第几个就好买
了。嗯，没有，这个我觉得我应该能找到。
我这已经找了，你要不要看一下？
你找的什么了？找药店的了？
对，药店的。
那我没找。
啊。
嗯。
我看一下。他要找药店肚里什么药跟什么药混合，然后变成什么
药？那个什么药混合，这个地方是有。
哦，
我那so you ask me to read the information about mixing.
Yes, also in the beginning, Chattu Mahapadesa, the great four standards, four great standards.
然后我先那个有关本科那个说法，就是说，是在于助理修，以食药合合十分药，即日受者与正食为相应，但与非食即不相应。助理修以食药合合七日药，即日受者与正食为相应，但与非食即为不相应。助比丘以食药合合于进行受药，即日受者与正食为相应，但与非食即不相应。助比丘以十分药合合于七日药，即日受者与十分为相应，但过十分者即不相应。助比丘以十分药合合于进行受药，即日受者与十分为相应，但过十分者即不相应。助比丘以七日药合合于进行受药者，以七日为相应，但过七日者即不相应。
So that first, great standard is the beginning of this chapter.Kandaka.
So the Gatina 一之前是吗？
他说的 Gatina 之前，但是我没找到。啊，我找到了。他说这样，那个这话我家念，就是那个狮子狮子鸟四那四三里就是这样。他说，耳识于各种事，助比丘心生一句，师尊许曰或不许曰，必定以此事待师尊。师尊曰，助比丘如此，我虽未尽曰不相应。若是不相应时，为相应时也。此汝等为不相应也。助比丘，如此，我虽未尽曰不相应。若随顺相应时，为不相应时也。此汝等为相应也。助比丘，如此，我虽未许曰相应。若顺不相应时，为相应时也。此汝等为不相应也。助比丘，如此，我虽未许曰相应。若顺相应时，为不相应时也。此汝等为相应也。
Finish. Okay, that is about four standards. Now there are things which the Buddha.Something did not reject, did not tell, this is not allowable for you. But he told other things which are not allowable. And these things are allowable, not allowable. So therefore now we have to know that these are not allowable. These are not allowable things. Although the Buddha did not mention, but these things agree with what already the Buddha rejected. He told it's not allowed.
Should I ask them to read the Vinaya notes? Is this mentioned in the Vinaya notes?
Yeah.
Vinaya notes? You don't know this?
I don't know if they are there. You can read from there.
Okay. And that,
What is it? Table?
Table 2. Table number 2.
Number 2?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
大家可以看关于这个这个萨种的，大家看到这条大纲那个表二。
Okay.Number two, Vinit. What is that? All right, okay. You can ask him, did they find it? Okay, you can, somebody, you can read, I don't know, from there.
Okay.
The Chinese translator.
假如他随顺许可的，违背于许可的，他对你们则是不许可的。主比库，凡是我未曾反对，这是不许可的。假如他随顺许可的，违背于许可的，他对你们则是许可的。主比库，凡是我未曾准许，这是许可的。假如他随顺许可的，违背不许可的，他对你们则是不许可的。主比库，凡是我未曾准许，这是许可的。假如他随顺许可的，违背不许可的，他对你们则是许可的。
According to this explanation here, as I told yesterday, now the Buddha did not mention about vitamins and antibiotics and these painkillers we have today, all the chemical medicines we have today. So then how you can judge whether these things are allowable? We have to know the categories of the medicine the Buddha allowed. They have allowed Yamakalikas. They have allowed Sadahakalika, they allowed Yavajivikas. Under which category these antibiotics go, these chemical medicines? So Yamakalika are fruit juices. Okay, it can't go under this category. Satahakalika is called like sugar, honey and so forth, all these things. They can't go under this category. They can go only under the category of Yavajivikas, which have no any no oil is involved, no sugar, no carbohydrates are involved. Carbohydrates are not involved. Therefore now, these are deprived of any carbohydrates, any fat. There is no carbohydrate, no fat. Just minerals, vitamins. So then, or any other substance, chemical substances. All this belong to the category of Yavajivikas. In that case, now we have to classify under the category Yavajivikas.
然后，维生素C现在是一些化学药品，比方说那个维生素抗生素这些东西呢，它肯定是不属于那个，我们看从佛陀那个四大品来看，就佛陀的营养性哪些东西，食物就这显然不是食物。然后那个叶黑药，它是果实，这药品它也不属于果实。然后七日药这些补药，但是这些补药里边，它主要是含那个碳水化合物和脂肪这些东西。然后这些抗生素这些药品里边，它基本上碳水化合物也不含脂肪。
然后呢，周深有一个就是那个周深药，然后这周深药里边有一类那个矿物质，然后它呢这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个矿物质，然后这个化学物品呢相应，然后它所以然后它们然后这化学里面有一个药名叫周深药。So in the same way now, let's see with olive oil. Let's see olive oil. In the Buddha's time, there was no olive oil in India. Okay. So then, how we can classify olive oil? So we have to see now. The Buddha allowed all oils, and these oils belong to the Satahakalika category. If we compare now olive oil with sesame oil or any other oil the Buddha allowed, you and this oil. Olive oil has some medicinal properties also. So then you can classify the Satahakalika and understand that it's allowable. Okay.
然后就他说，再比如说是橄榄油，然后橄榄油的话，我们知道就是说那个在佛教世界是在印度是没有橄榄油的，但是在七日药里佛陀曾经允许有那个油。 然后，如果说和这个橄榄油和七日药的佛陀所允许的物质浓缩比较的话，啊，就发现就是跟橄榄油是有和其他的物质有很相似的性质，然后它们都是油，然后它们都有一定的药用价值，所以我们应该不橄榄油，不要七日药的油里边。
So the same way, margarine was not known in the Buddha's time. It was manufactured in about 100 years ago. So it was not available in the world. So if you compare, you see the ingredients of what margarine has. It is vegetable fat. And it is used for what? It is used for food. It is not used for medicine purposes. In that case, now, if you compare with the category of Sadaha Kaligas, does it fit there? Does it fit? It doesn't fit because these are, the Buddha allowed fats and oils which have some medicinal property. They are not used for food. Used for food means it can be used for food, but it has also some medicinal properties of it. So which Ayurvedic medicine also use them. In that case now, margarine does not fit in this category of sadhaka. It has to be, it is not allowed. You have to declare it's not allowable for 7 days medicine.
然后突然到有人看人造花，然后人造花那个东西在那个在一百多亿以前才出现，然后在佛陀山也是没有的。所以说这但是它虽然是一种油，但是它没有药用价值。它只是跟食物可能一起食用，所以说这个东西它就不能算稀释药。
Therefore, accordingly, yeah, for example, you have Yamakalika things. Okay? These are fruit juices. Which are produced raw fruit juice, not boiled. They have sataha kalikas. They have carbohydrates. Okay, they are fat. Fat. Oil. And the carbohydrates. Hydrates, no?
TES.
Okay, so then now fat and oil, so you know, ghee oil, butter, okay. Then we have oils, any oil, tela, they belong to that, okay. Carbohydrates is called like honey and panida, pardon me, molasses or sugar, okay. But in sataha, yava jivika, okay. We have minerals. Okay. Minerals and vitamins. Vitamins. And other metals. I don't know, minerals belong to metals. It's called what are the other substances? Antibiotics. Etc. And so on. Okay. I don't know what other chemical medicines. Okay. So therefore, here there are no fat, no oil, no carbohydrates. Or if it is maybe many, it's called the carbohydrates so little, it cannot be regarded as a carbohydrate.
For example, you have a sugar coat something. Sugar coat on the pill.
Anyway, we discuss this. That means Nelly fruit, no?
Uh-huh.
Nelly fruit, it has some carbohydrate inside, if you eat the fruit itself.
Okay.
Medicinal fruit. But that is just a minor thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. It is not the predominant property of the fruit.
反正那个，就是讲这三种药里边，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 对。 然后这个周身样儿包括那个矿物质，然后维生素，还有抗生素等等等等，其他一些化学药物。然后这加上这个地方，就是说你要知道，就是有一些那个周身药里边，其实它也含有少量碳水化合物，比方说糖。比方说你吃一些草药，比方说那个鱼肝子，它里边含有少量糖的。但是那个糖并不是它主要成分，就是它主要有那个就是它主要成分并不是糖，所以它也可以适合周身药。
So now, in that case, now if for example we have like you know, let's see, what's it called now if we have a medicine or like an item which the Buddha did not allow, did not mention in his time, because it was not available. Let's see, antibiotics, okay? They were not available in the Buddha's time. So then, and we want to classify under which category? Under which category? You will know, antibiotic is not fat, it's not oil, it's not carbohydrate. Okay? You can classify Shataha category. Antibiotic is not fruit juice. You can classify this category. Therefore, now we have to classify only under this category, Yavajivika, because the Buddha did not mention it. But it fits, agrees with this category. Which all these are the medicines here allowed, it's just free of fat, free of oil, free of carbohydrates, free of juices. So it belongs to this category.
而这个表示有助于大家做分析，就比方说那个，如果比方说我们不知道那个抗生素是什么样，那首先看抗生素它肯定不是果汁，然后呢，所以不是一日药，然后它又不是脂肪，也不是碳水化合物，所以它不是次日药，然后所以只能归到就是周身药里，因为这周身药里边它这个列表是无限多的。
Okay now, calcium tablets. They say you get calcium tablets. Okay, what to classify?Calcium tablets?
钙片。
What classify? What category?
钙片应该属于哪一类？
重生药。
Sometimes it's as food. As food?
Tablet, calcium tablet.
Yes.
钙片。So he also said Yavajivika.
It is mineral. Calcium is mineral. Calcium, fat, no. Oil, no. Carbohydrate, no. Fruit juice, no. Protein, no. No protein.
是有些钙片它含牛奶的。
含奶是吧？
对，
含奶。So he said that some manufacturers they put milk powder into calcium tablets.
I don't tell about such things, I'm telling about calcium tablet only. You can tell him plain calcium tablet, you get only plain calcium tablet, how to classify?
他说那个纯粹钙片，对。He said plain calcium tablet, of course, is sufficient.
What? He's French because he's French told him?
No, he said it's the plain calcium tablet is this
one. So now...Yavakalika, okay? Yavakalika. Now, these are food, okay? Food items which have protein. Okay? But they can have also what's called a carbohydrate.It can have fat, it can have minerals, it can have vitamins, all together, it's a package, okay? If you do apple, you can get protein, carbohydrate, apple not apple, maybe not
fat. They have, they don't have fat, but they have
but then minerals, vitamins, something like that is like a package, okay? You can eat...For example, meat, fish, everything is there. Okay, So therefore now, this is full food. Full food. So then, but the main thing is protein. Okay?
Okay.
Ask God. If we get only carbohydrates, then plain carbohydrate, I for example, sugar. Okay? Then belongs to this kind of sataha. Okay, if you get only fat, then belongs to this category. You can keep it, like butter. You can separate butter. You can keep it for that. But if you get as a packet, as a whole food, like meat, fish, or other vegetables, who have this kind of, it is regarded as food and has protein. Main thing is protein. So the one who classifies the other category, you can classify this under this category, under this category, under this category.
我说我现在下面看食物的话，它一般有几种，像比方那个蛋白质，它主要的物，脂肪、矿物质、维生素。当然就是作为一个食物来讲，这几种元素在这种情况下，立即出现。比方说鱼和肉的话，这五种成分都有。比方说如果是苹果的话，这五种成分它没有脂肪，但是其他几种它都有。那但是对食物，它碰到一个食物，它是不是食物？主要看它里面有没有蛋白质。 因为那个，如果一个食物它如果只是碳水化合物的话，它可以配为如果要次热量。如果只是那个维生素矿物质的话，配为都要中中分热量。但如果有蛋白质的话，它就是食物。
但这些东西我都可以决议成食物。那它都可以决议成食物。
在事实的时候都可以吃。这些东西。不这些。哪些？
这些。
对对，都可以决议成食物。可以啊，可以。
If you strain the fruit juice, you don't take the fruit itself. So you can use it to take other carbohydrates. Okay. Carbohydrates. And you can take minerals. You can take vitamins, vitamins. Okay. But no protein. Okay. Therefore, now the packages, this can have only this. It's free of protein. No problem, you can take it. In the afternoon.
如果看一日要成为的话，它主要也是碳水化合物、矿物质和维生素。然后就是说，如果你非非非里边成为的话，然后呢，就所以对于热量来说，你那个它肯定不是食物，它没有蛋白质，所以它下午可以用。
So then, okay, now we'll see how the Buddha told. If you mix these categories together, what happens? For example, you take satahakalika, mix it, yavakalika, what happens? If you mix this category with this category, with this category, and so forth, it will explain the Mahabhagavata.
We explained already, isn't it?
But anyway, you can read it. No?
Okay.
Otherwise, they don't know the reference. I just mentioned.
Just now I read that passage to them.
Everything?
Yes, everything. In the Mahabhagavata. Because I read two passages, no? The first passage is about that, the second passage about that.
We read everything.
Okay.
Okay. Then,
那不对，蛋白质粉只能是事实时候吃了，他们医药用的。
So he is asking that now there is some kind of medicine called the protein powder. Protein powder. So he's asking that is this kind of medicine only regarded as the food? It cannot be regarded as by yavajiyoga or something.
Something because it is powder, you have to see the ingredients, what is the contents of it. So then, therefore. According to that, you have to classify it. Sometimes you have protein tablets. Tablet. But because it's a tablet, that doesn't mean it's a medicine. Okay. Therefore, now we have to see the properties. If it is protein, you have to classify under this food. Okay. It is to nourish the body. It has no medicine. Protein powder is no medicine. That's called it is to nourish the body. So then... In that case now, whether it is in powder form or is in tablet form, you have to know if it is protein, it's food.
他说那个药剂是什么形式，比方是片还是粉什么，都没有关系，只要看你就是成分，只要成分里边蛋白，就是只要成分蛋白质的话，那就是那个食物。什么？ So he's asking about amino acids. Amino acids.
Amino acids?
Means the fundamental units of amino acids.
In what form? What form?
什么形式啊？应该是补充食物。不是什么形式啊？它是氨基酸口服液还是什么？就是应该还是片儿，一般氨基酸片儿。So amino acid tablets.
它是食物。
And to serve what? To nourish the body for what?
是干的，是做什么用？就是补充必需氨基酸来弥补食物中的不足。现在你看，sometimes your food does not have enough, so the, you know, all kinds of ordinary supplements, I mean, I mean, acids. So this is a surplus, supplement. Yes, but not food supplement. It's not food supplement. It means because If you leave me some areas, the food that you consume does not contain all the necessary kinds of amino acids. So then, if you need this kind of amino acids, you have to take this.
But it's supplemental, but it's actually amino acids belong to the protein category.
No, amino acids not protein.
Because it is actually that's why I'm asking. There are different kinds of amino acids. Okay. Which some of them they nourish the body. Actually, they for nourishing the body.
Mm-hmm.
For some they help for metabolism. They don't to break down other proteins.
Yes, yes.
They don't actually. They are not proteins themselves, but in order to break down proteins, we use it.
No. After you break down protein, you get this amino acid. It's the result of the breaking down of the protein. It's not the enzyme or like that. It's not enzyme.
So okay, but there are amino acids will actually help to break down the protein. There are some amino acids. Anyway, now protein is actually it is consistent as called it is. Why we call it protein is actually a cluster of amino acids.
Yes,
it's a cluster of amino acids.
Yes.
That's why it's called protein.
Yes.
And this is nourishing the body. Now this cluster is supposed to nourish the body. Therefore, in that case, we have to classify under Yavakali, the first category.
就是说，如果说你氨基酸就是说它能最终还是氨基酸嘛，如果说你就是说那个因为非氧基酸，然后再组织中性蛋白质，然后那比方说你这个氨基酸就是说是那个也起这个作用，就是你这个氨基酸也是吃这个氨基酸也是组织上新蛋白质，那实际上吃蛋白质一样，然后那这种氨基酸它也是那个属于的蛋白质跟饭手，然后当然可能有些氨基酸如果直接参加新陈代谢哈，那是另一个事。
就有些氨基酸，如果是你不能被人体吸收，如果直接参加新陈代谢的话，那是另一回事。就有些氨基酸，如果是你不能被人体吸收，如果直接参加新陈代谢的话，那是另一回事。其实氨基酸所谓的直接参加新陈代谢，都是控制某一种酶的作用。控制某一种酶的作用，但酶本身是蛋白质，然后它这个酶它本身有一个功效，有一个对特定的功效的治疗功效。
不是，但是如果但是这个问题就是说，你那个氨基酸的话，所有人就所有氨基酸都能被人体吸收啊。如果不能被人体吸收氨基酸，它不是也像其他那个物质一样，就是。
不能问人体吸收，一般不叫那个，就是一般不会做的那种氨基酸，氨基酸。对。那个，刚才我想问一下，就是那个酵母，然后第一个问题就是，一般在那个国内做手术，尤其是像那种那个肠道手术，做完了以后不是大概有10天，就是你不能吃啊和东西，除了水以外不能吃什么东西。然后呢，那个医生呢一般会给你那个就是注射那种，叫乳化蛋白，就是那个乳化那个植物油，这么一大袋子。 白白的，但是它不是牛奶，它不是，当然不是牛奶，它是用那个植物油做的，然后弄在水里面，然后那个就是打点滴，就是如果我在那个国内做手术的话，我是不是要需不需要跟那个医生说这个这种东西只能在上午打，不能在下午打？
植物油是吗？这
对，它那个袋子是那种一个营养品。
就是一个这么大一大塑料袋儿，但是它应该就是，静脉注射，它是液体，是白色的，它是用那个植物油做的。
对，如果只是植物油，那不是其实一样吗？
对，如果只是植物油，如果是它本身，它也是植物的作用，
是应该是植物的作用。
对，类似植物的作用。
不是，
它有可能，比如说是用大豆油啊，是用这种油做的，它不一定是用那个允许的油做的。然后这是第一个问题。
但是哦，你这是，
啊，您说但是什么？
但是就是说，你看那个，他那大豆油、花生油这些东西之所以是不允许，那是因为他们跟食物混合，所以不允许。
你这个根本没有被收购。
而且不是大豆油，班内不是说就是说有药用价值的那种油才可以在下午。
你这它自然注到你身上，这我这不已经是药用？
它是为了营养，它不是为了治病，它是因为。你做完手术，需要更多的营养，他就把那个油就直接打到血管里头，
或者是消化道手术的话，他不能进食，这一类的
东西。然后，
张老师这个营养就专门，因为我看他，你看他专门在吃我这些蛋白质，就是说他认为滋养身体就只是蛋白质而已。
对，但是他明确说了，大豆油是不能当起始药的。
我得问一下，因为我觉得你这情况就和他说的，
他是不是已经说过大豆油不能当起始药？花生油，花生油不能当起始药。
他没说花生油，他说的他说的什么油？他
那个
对，就是说只是用来炒菜的那种油是不能，像大豆油、花生油在中国并不是为了当，只是用来炒菜是吧？哎，等哦，您先问，
我
还有其他
问题。我先问第一个问题啊。So he's asking a question. So if somebody has a intestinal operation, after you got some intestinal operation, within 10 days you cannot get any food through your mouth like that. So in that case, a doctor will mix some kind of oil, plant oil like peanut oil or bean oil.This kind of mix this kind of oil with water and inject this mixture into your body. So he's asking that is this kind of injection allowed in the afternoon?
That is to nourish the body. For what reason?
你注射这个有什么目的是吗？
就是补充能量，不是为了治病，不是为了就是。直接治病，他只是说医生觉得你现在不能吃东西，然后你没有能量，
就这样。To provide energy for the body, You need this kind of plant oil. But it's not the problem.
For calories, to get calories, actually to get calories.
Yes, calories.
Because all these oils, you know, is protein.
Yes.
So it's okay, no problem.
他说这是因为补充热量，就是你从这油里边只能得到热量，而不是得蛋白质里边的氨基酸那种。
那然后那个，就是这个跟油的品种有关吗？还是说任何油都可以？就是说里面袋子里油，我需不需要问医生里面是否允许的，还是那个不允许的
？Because before you said that.Some kind of plant oil is not allowable, but some kinds of plant oil is allowable. So he's asking, in that case, is it necessary for him to ask the doctor, which kind of oil are you using? Something. Is it necessary to ask?
You can ask the doctor, but I mean, you must know also. If the doctor tells like oil of beans or peanuts, okay. So now these people usually don't take for food.
Usually take for food.
They can take also. Sesame oil they take in Burma, in Burma, so what they take for food.
Yes.
If there is something, what you call, these oils actually you can take, but they don't take it for cooking, or I don't know for what reason.
Peanut oil is usually used for cooking.
But if they also, they use for medicinal purposes. There's some medicinal properties for the doctors prescribe and so on. They know that this can help for the body to recover from some sickness or like that.Then you can take it. So then, because all oils actually you can classify as adahagalikas, all oils. But there are certain oils which people as well, like coconut and insulanga, is regarded as a kitchen item, most kitchen item. And many monks, they don't have the perception this can serve any medicinal purposes. So in doctors and so on, never prescribe coconut oil, even in hospitals like that.But if doctors prescribe this medicine for like peanut oil or bean oil, as called, produced from plants, no? Mm-hmm. It's from plants. Mm-hmm. If they prescribe this medicine, which is for maybe for the surgical procedures or like that, no problem taking it.
他说这个，但是你可以问医生，但是你要知道一点，就是这种情况其实你是可以不需要医生，只要他用的是植物油，只要用的植物油是可以不需要医生的。为什么？他说实际上就是一切那个植物油都可以归到那个制药油里边。为什么说有些是不允许的？就是因为在有些里面叶子油在自己来打，人们就是一般的只是在厨房把它和那个食物混合在一起。然后你如果说是本地理工的话，他一般也没有这种想。 就是说这种东西还可以做药用，他们根本不知道这回事儿。但是其实这种情况，如果说森林堂的大夫，他真的把椰子油那个开成一种药，然后去给他们指令，或者那个就是说给他们补充能量的话，那就应该把它归为取消。
那这个药这个要不要？
不是，所谓的 has no protein， 就跟这里 is no protein。
啊，但是你说那有什么包含蛋白质？
哦，对，这个要手术。
So he says injection bottle. Is it necessary to offer the injection bottle before that injection?
Offer means he already you put your hand like that and he offers it. No, he can make the injection himself.
No, for example, what's called insulator like that.
It is not injection port, it's like a hanging bottle.
Yes,
if that is the case, you can offer, get it offered.
Uh-huh. 他说如果是大点滴的话还是要手术一下。
那就是说如果是在昏迷状态下然后扎进去的，我就不需要手术了，是吧？
If he is unconscious, if he is not conscious, and the doctor put a needle into his body, what to do with that?
That's like, you see, they insert it only, they are hatapas and within hatapas, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now this doctor is within hatapas, it's not outside hatapas,
and
he injects you. How far like that? He comes within hatapas and puts in your hand.
Uh-huh.
In your body, no problem, you can receive it. It's already received. If you are unconscious.
他说他说即使你在无意识的时候，他说那个那个对带出来跟你打点滴的时候，他是在你的意臂之内，然后把这东西插到你身体里面，所以说可以这也可以认为有事。
然后还有那个血液人的血液制品
啊。
就是说那个，比如说那个全血，然后成分血，还要从血液里头那个提取那个叫人那个什么什么蛋白，
那个人血白蛋白。
对，人血白蛋白。像这些东西，都是就是跟人血，都是人血的做的。就是比库可不可以？当然是医生开的，就注射这个可不可以？
不是。
下午是吧
啊，
如果是涉及到这个跟人肉能吃的，你上午可能也不能。所以我就问。
Regarding this blood injection, so sometimes you get blood transferred from one person to another person. So he's asking that. Regarding this, he has two questions. One question is that because human flesh is not allowed according to the Buddha, human flesh is not allowed.So if you apply, so the first question is if you apply the what's called the four grid standards, so is human blood also not allowed or something? This is the first question. The second question is that because this human blood also contains protein, so is it allowed to do this kind of injection in the afternoon? So this is the two questions.
Regarding flesh is different, no? Flesh is actually something which is a very gross, gross thing, no? To cut, to have human flesh and to eat on the table like a spoon and fork. So it is a very gross thing, therefore people look it like cannibalism. It borders to cannibalism, okay? But no doctor will think that infusion of blood is cannibalism, okay? So then, in that case now, I don't think there's any problem with that. Any other, for example, any other substance, it's called like kidney transfer also? Kidney transfer, okay. So, no problem. Monks can receive, somebody wants to donate, you can get also kidney transfer.
Okay.
It is not human flesh like that. Well, you don't need to eat, you don't need the kitten to eat it. It's not a cannibalistic attitude. So in that case, that is not a problem with that. Infusion of blood, any other substances, for example, which come from other bodies, other human bodies, secretions, which can be used. That's why we have this cow urine. We can use it for cow urine. Okay, which is not from our urine. It comes from the body of another animal. Okay, but that doesn't mean it is a flesh. The urine is not a flesh. So in that case, you can use it if you get it offered. You can use that cow urine and drink it.
But cow flesh is allowable, isn't it?
Anyway, cow flesh is allowable. Now, other humans' urine, for example, other human urine, other human urine.
然后如果有人看你，就是说佛陀见人进食，然后那条街也阴暗的话，就是说那个在那个他那个就是吃那不能就是人因为看那个那个比库吃那个蟒蛇那那那肉，他就觉得恐怖，所以说就是说你如果是为什么不让吃人肉，是因为你吃人肉，然后说你是食人，可能食人，然后但是你如果说你只是素人血的话，那个医生无论如何不会认为你是在那个食人血，然后就是同样道理，不光是输血，就是比方说你换肾。换肾，你这个另外一个人身上，然后你换肾的时候，你并不是把另一个人吃掉，你吃掉，然后那个消化掉，然后那个什么，所以这个换肾也是允许的。然后同样的道理，比方说，假如用这假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如假如
so little.
Uh-huh.
Can, because now the main idea is not nourish the body, no.
Uh-huh.
It is to supply you with blood because you lose blood, for example.
Uh-huh.
You're losing blood.
Uh-huh.
You have to circulate blood in the veins.
Mm-hmm.
So then in that case, you don't consume, the idea is not to consume protein to nourish the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to keep the volume of blood in the body.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the volume of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the volume of blood drops, then you get dizziness, you feel like
uh-huh.
some other complication can come
mm-hmm.
up. Okay, it is, this infusion is to keep the volume of blood
okay.
in the body. It's not to nourish the body.
它这个血里边确实含有蛋白质，就关于蛋白质，就是这血里边确实含有蛋白质，但是你数学那个血里边蛋白质，而是说你想保持你身体必要的血量，然后不维持你血液循环，和你吃蛋白质，然后分解蛋白质，然后再组织，那是不一样，所以说这个是允许的。
因为营养液其实不单是从，因为通常都会加那个氨基酸啊，加糖啊那些东西，三大药物的情况下，然后呢，但是这种情况通常是手术之后，它需要那个重新修复，如果它不加这些东西的话，可能它的修复性会那个很差，所以那这种情况可不可以视为是有病的情况下不吃不安乐，所以可以开始在下午，今天下午就非吃不可。
So he's asking that normally nowadays after a major operation, major surgery, so the doctors will inject some nutritional essence into the body, and this is actually a mixture of protein and carbohydrates and a vitamin, some minerals as well. So it's a mixture, and he said that normally if you don't add protein to this essence, then so the recovery of the patient will fail sometimes. So he's asking that is this considered some kind of exception? For the patient to use protein in the afternoon by injection.
It's not exception, it's actually carbogen in that set because it is not the packets, it's food, no. The same way now it is not only injections, they can actually oral by tube,
uh-huh.
by also from the nose sometimes. Uh-huh. They put food from the nose because the mouth, they have operation in the mouth, something like that. Uh-huh. Can't take it food. They can put tubes from the nose, or they can put it under the throat. Uh-huh. So they can, under the, all this kind of administration of food in liquid form or injected form. So it is food. So therefore you have to make the make sure with the doctor that this can be administered only before 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then other things and so forth, now fruit juices you can take in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Fruit juices.
Uh-huh.
They can supply with fruit juices. So then only other for carbohydrates.
Uh-huh.
You can supply like sugar, like that, honey and so forth. You can take liquids like that. So then, but if you want to keep the precept, there is no exception for agilanasa. In this precept, in the other precept, for example, in Sakya, you get agilanasa anapati. It's no offense for a person who is sick. But if you study the Kalabhojana rule, it does not say like that. There is no offense for a sick monk, a sick piku. Even sick pikus, if they take food in the afternoon, they fall in the Kalabhojana offense.
他说对于非人事实而言是没有病者不犯这个说法，就是如果你看医生他没有病者不犯这个事，然后所以说就让你出现的东西是血液，因为含蛋白质，所以也是食物，因为它不仅吃那个东西也不仅仅可以注射，就是从闭管里边输进去吃那个东西也不仅仅可以注射，就是如果人如果你让就是人医生输正含有蛋白质的这个液体的话，你要最好提前跟他说明，就是说在那个人过午之前不是容易注射进去，然后过午之后就是只能注意那个碳水化合物这样的营养。
那个传经文本问一下，那个扎杜玛多勒是在那个三藏里面是有记载的，还是说之后的人发明的不行？所以
he's saying that the word Chattamadura is mentioned in the canonical text or not?
I think the Jataka stories.
Jataka
stories. But it is actually the four, out of the five medicines, four medicines are mixed together. So then whether you make it Chattamadura or you make it separately in one bottle, for example, whether you mix them together or at least one on top of the other, it is together, no? So they already got it as 7 days medicine. But Chattamadura is mentioned in Jataka stories as a name. It's nowhere in the Vinayapitaka. Or, I don't know, Sutta Pitaka, no, Abhidhamma Pitaka, nothing like that. This name occurs, if you type, find out Chattamadura, you can find only in the commentaries. Sometimes Majjhima Nikaya commentary, some commentaries, commentary term. But still, it is this Sadahagalika means. Then before they are regarded as 7 days maybe.
然后他说那个就是关于这个东西出处呢，他说是在那个三藏本文里边，可能只有本身里边提到过。然后但是如果在那个经藏译注里边，可能只中中中中部译注好像也提到过，但主要是在那个译注里边。 然后，但不管怎么样，就是那个这个Chattamadura肯定是西药，因为就是它那个成分就是那四种西药，不管你是单独用还是混合，怎么做都是西药。对。
Now regarding calcium tablets, if it is milk with milk powder, of course you can't take it in the afternoon. You have to take it in the morning.
然后像你说那种钙片，如果里边换奶粉的话，你就是下午就不应该吃，只能那个上午吃。
And one more thing is about there are some tablets, so which are protein rich. For example, spirulina. You know spirulina?
I don't know this word.
You've never heard spirulina.
It's probably different than what's called a commercial name in my country, because I don't know whether this is a coming.
Are you good?
Spirulina. Okay.
So now, this is in now spirulina is salt now in tablet forms.
Yes, yes, yes.
These green tablets, mm-hmm. again, and some of the bottles. Sometimes you get it here also.
Yes, yes, even now, I think it's still it is there.
So then now, spirulina, it is according to the information you get. Mm-hmm. Even if you see the paper, this is it's called
table of ingredients.
Ingredients and some leaflet no? mm-hmm. inside, you get it. It's called, it is the most protein richest food in the world.
Yes, yes,
they tell you like that. But some monks, because it is a tablet form, they say, oh, okay, no problem, do it. Take. Mm-hmm. They take it in the afternoon. So then, this is wrong. Okay? Because it is protein, it is food. Actually, it has more protein than meat and fish.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So now, meat and fish, they have about meat uh-huh. which is the richest, it was at least the richest food in the world, is about 32 to 33 grams of protein, 100 grams.
Uh-huh.
Spirulina is 50 grams uh-huh. of protein.
Okay.
So therefore, it can't really get this medicine. It is, you have to take it only in the morning.
洛仙藻片，洛仙藻片，它是那个洛仙藻片，它是那个就是因为学的比如看的是药片，然后就把这个厂家他们自己现在就实际上最富含蛋白质是15%，然后他那个然后就是说就是那个鱼和肉，它那个一般含量就是百分之32%、35%以上。然后这个洛仙藻片含蛋白质呢，含量可能能百分之50%以上。
然后这样的话，就是这个东西，按照我们的标准的话，就这应该算食物，只能不应该的项目是。嗯，我想问一个问题，在2000多年前佛陀没有分的那么细，有那个就是把这种东西分出来。
嗯，
那有些那个终身药，比如说菌类的那个终身药的话，
嗯，
它那个煮出来其实还是有蛋白质在里面的。那这个的话呢？ 它那种终身药到底算是食物还是终身药？比方说灵芝，或者是反正就是第一个是分法，就按照那个蛋白质这种分法，好像只是近代的出处吧，不可能是在三代的出处。那这样分法到底？
So yes, two questions. 我先问第一个问题，第二个。 So here's one question. So for some of these Yavajivikas, so for example, some kind of fungus, like lingzhi, it can be used as Yavajivika, but if you check the ingredients of this kind of medicine, it's also protein rich. It also has a lot of protein. So in that case, why should it be considered as a Yavajivika? This is the first question.
Really?
Yes. Any kind of fungus, like I think, a mushroom also the same.
So even in powder form, the way the lingzhi is sold and so forth in the market.
Yes.
They
yes,
can,
yes. It's not only lingzhi, but even ginseng, you can find some kind of protein inside. It's not only lingzhi. You check the ingredients. Ginseng is also, but it's not rich, but. It also contains.
Lingzhi, how much protein it is?
I have to check. So, Wikipedia, I can check.
还有这种字典可以查？不是，我是上网查，我这种肯定上网查。
Some literature says the powder form of lingzhi, the protein a percentage can be 80%. 18%. Okay, this is the lingzhi. Okay, let's check about
的精神。So Jinsen, maybe around 4 to 7%, something like that.
47?
4 to 7, 4 to 7%, something like that.
4 to 7?
Four, a minimum 4, a maximum 7%.
Ah, 4 to 7?
Yes, around. So actually any kind of route, any kind of protein, if you check the definition, there's some proteins there.
You find ginger then? Mm-hmm. Ginger is how many protein?
Okay, let me check.
Ginger,
1.8.
1.8. That means in China now people take lingqi, so and to eat it as food or for what they take it.
It can be served as for food as well, but normally it's for a medicinal purpose.
So people usually don't eat it like on the table, just like a vegetable, like that.
Can if you can afford that, then you can do that. It doesn't matter.
But usually it's not done.
Usually it's not done because it's expensive.
不是，不是，你吃鸡是为了填饱肚子，
但你
人参很难吃。
吃人参的介质，你不吃灵芝只吃鸡是吗？
那个人参泡水是苦的，很难吃的。
非常苦
啊！你没有
灵芝，灵芝不是人参，
就是灵芝。
灵
芝是苦的，泡水很苦的。
啊！
你如果没有病的话，那谁家那玩意儿？
哦，那行。So he's telling that the lingqi actually in the fresh one is very bitter. It's very bitter. Normally it's used for medicine. It's not, even if added into food, it's for medicinal purpose like that.
比如说你桌子上不可能你没有病来炒一盘灵芝吃，那没什么这么做的，那玩意儿像木头一样，你也嚼嚼不动，像木头一样。
因为
不就是为了赚钱吗？
是的，没
有
的事。
So and he said ginseng also it contains some kind of protein, some amount of protein, but it's very bitter also. Ginseng is very bitter. Normally it's not considered as food. Although it can be mixed as food because some people they want to mix the food medicine together.
Yes, that can be done. Of course, you can actually mix also ginger powder.
Yes.
Like that with food. There's not a problem. So then, in that case, now you have to regard also now what the Buddha told, that some medicines who do not fulfill the purpose of food, do not fulfill. Okay, who can take this medicine, lifelong medicine, do not fulfill the purpose of food. He also tells. So it is therefore, it is, I mentioned also that, like, I want to explain this yesterday, I think, no? So that these medicines, if they don't fulfill the purpose of food, can be taken as medicines.
就是说，关于刚刚第二个问题，就是说，如果一些药物就是它不是被当做食物的话，那是可以被当做食物用。In
that case, now the protein it is insignificant, insignificant that people don't take this to nourish themselves.
然后这几个例子，就是蛋白质是不显著的，它虽然在含量里面是有，但是它是不显著。然后人们也不指望就是说吃这个靠这东西里边蛋白质来滋养自己身体。So
the same with ginseng. Now ginseng is also like that. No, people they don't take just the food like that. Maybe they put it to the food, they mix it. But they know it is for other purposes, not to nourish the body. Maybe as a condiment to make it more, it's called tasty, or maybe to make it to enrich the food, so and so forth. Some like a stimulant. They take a stimulant. Ginseng like stimulants. So then they can mix with food, like ginger. You can mix with food. But in the case, if they are mixed with food, of course they become food. But usually, if you take it separately, people they never take it to take a separate food. Ginger. So. Like some ginseng. The same with the ginger. You don't take it separate to bite like apple. So there's no way. Therefore, there, in that case now, although it may contain some minor proportion of
protein,
this can not be regarded as insignificant. It does not serve the full purpose of nourishing the body.
就是姜和人参这种东西，你可以把它和食物混在一起吃。然后如果你真的是把它那个食物和食物混在一起吃，但是它也就是食物。但是像姜和人参这种东西，一般来说你不会单独把它当食物吃，就是姜你也不能像雨咬一个苹果一样，大口大口咬姜吃。然后那个然后。 所以然后是药用上的目的，所以说这种情况下，他们里边虽然含有蛋白质，但是蛋白质是不显著的，所以这种情况下他们可以当成终身药。But
spirulina is not like that. Spirulina is not any medicinal purposes. It doesn't serve any except just to nourish the body.
但是螺旋藻是另外一回事，就是那个螺旋藻并没有明显什么应用价值，它主要作用就是滋养身体。所以，他的second question is that because in Lord Buddha's time he never mentioned about protein something. So in his standard, in his categorization of these four kinds of medicines, he also didn't mention protein.
So he's asking that is it suitable to use the called protein as an indicating factor of differentiating these four kinds of medicines like that? This is his question.
So of course, now this kind of terminology was not used for the Buddha. But today we have a kind of terminology which can be assessed. Assessed what are the properties of food. Okay. What means food? Okay. How we classify today's food. And it is easy way according to this class, this analysis to understand whether this belongs to food or doesn't belong to food. Therefore I'm using this analysis today. If I tell food, everybody can understand food in his own way. So therefore, but if we have this kind of modern analysis, for example, what means food, then it's better to grasp the meaning of what food is. So, and in that case now, I use this terminology because it has a, it facilitates for us to grasp the, as called, properties of each ingredient we take, each item we take. if it is, for example, ghee, corn is classified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is classified under fat, according to the modern terminology. So if it is like sugar, it is classified as carbohydrates. The Buddha did not use such terms.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, if you use this analytic approach,
mm-hmm.
it is much better to have a better grasp.
Mm-hmm.
Better grasp in order to classify these things.
Mm-hmm.
Under this category, under this category.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everything does not fit.
Mm-hmm.
Does not fit. For example, as we learned today, for example, lingchi, if it is so much protein there, but it doesn't serve as a nutrient, nutrition.
Mm.
It serves as medicine bowl. Then you have to classify also under the yamajiv. Mm.
当然它所使用的食用这些水什么的，蛋白质它是有关，或者在不断摘肯定是不存在的。但是它使用这些东西，它使用这些水域所要解决一个问题，就是说你要如何去判断什么是食物？因为如果说它可以不使用这些水域，如果但是如果不使用这些水域的话，那比方说我他说食物的话，那么对食物这个词，每个人在自己心中都有不同理解。那么这当然是这样的。 没有，然后比如说糖，为什么它为分的饲料是一类的，因为它主要上面是脂肪。然后比如说糖，为什么它为分的饲料是一类的，因为它主要上面是脂肪。当然就是说，刚才这个性能，就是它可能不是每一种那个，就是那个物品，就是就是这分一号，就都刚才这个正分一号，都分很好。比方说灵芝，灵芝它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有它有
So therefore now this is just, there are exceptions. Now this classification about protein, carbohydrates and so forth, these are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now for example, if you had some exception, like limchi, maybe an exception.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know that. Okay. But usually, all the Java jivikas, they don't have protein, usually.
Uh-huh.
There may be exception. Because of this exception, that doesn't mean this analytic approach doesn't
mm-hmm.
apply.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
他说他这个分析肯定是有些除外的，就比方说那个，但是这样我们刚才说盐酸那个，但是这种不能因为就是这有这些除外项目就完全不使用这种分析，但是因为你要看那个大部分那个中成药吧。
How to pronounce lingzhi?
Lingzhi, okay.
How do you pronounce?
Lingzhi.
L I
L I N G.
L I.
So you want to spell it in English word or something? Okay, then it's maybe L I N C H I think. Let me see. Maybe I have to
complicate it for you.
No. Yes. I-N-G. You can try I-N-G.
I-N-G.
G
means G.
G, G, G.
G.
G. Z. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Lingzhi mushroom. Yes, it's a kind of mushroom. That's why I said.
Did you find in Wikipedia or what? Did you find this kind of percent? How much percent of this?
I checked the research paper. Anyway, as long as you know, it's a mushroom, you understand. It definitely has some kind of protein. There is.
But 18%?
Not 80, 18. 18.
18%?
Yes,
18%. Yeah, 18%, I don't know. It's very unusual. It doesn't give any, I don't think, medical uses.
But it's possible. You can take other kinds of mushroom. How much protein it contains?
The level mushroom has its own.
Yes.
Some people in alcohol. Yeah, mushrooms they eat for food, never for medicinal purpose.
Yes, yes. Like
but this cannot. I don't know what it's called. Every mushroom is different. Like the others, their mushrooms are what they use for antibiotics. Oh. Antibiotics are made of mushroom.
No, that means some kind of extract.
Extract of mushroom.
Extract of mushroom. But this niche is you use in this full shape, not the extract. Normally, you can make extract as well, but normally it's...
No, then it becomes like wood, no?
Yes, that's why I say this.
It becomes like wood.
Yes, that's why it's okay, very hard.
It becomes very hard.
Yes.
So people, they don't use it for that.
Yes.
Okay, this can be exception.
Okay. So he's asking about insulin. Insulin is a kind of protein.
Protein, it is.
Yeah, isn't it?
I knew I didn't know that. Insulin is protein?
Yes, it's a protein.
Yes.
Yes, insulin is a kind of protein. Insulin is a kind of protein, but you can use this insulin to build up your body or something. It's a kind of what's called an enzyme or something like that. You cannot directly use this insulin as any other kinds of protein.
Said all the substance, that is just a different
thing. No, you can check this, so Wikipedia definitely you can check insulin.
Medication?
The first one, you know.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Similar proteins.
The use of insulin. Insulin yeah. Medication use of insulin. Similar proteins.
And similar proteins means itself is a protein.
Just take it like that. Insulin.
Insulin protein.
It's about the insulin
yes.
Protein.
Yes.
But yes, what you say? Insulin is a peptide hormone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peptide hormone produced by the beta cells in the pancreas.
Yes, but the hormone can be protein on as well, because not all hormones are minerals or carbohydrates like that. Hormone can be everything actually. But anyway, as long as you know it's a hormone, it's not for the building up the body. You can understand that because
it is like a hormone.
Yes.
Usually, they classify as protein or peptide hormone.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm telling you, these are just exceptions,
uh-huh.
Very rare exceptions.
Uh-huh.
Which maybe does not fit otherwise, but usually they don't serve alcohol. They doesn't serve to nourish the body. No.
Yes.
It is for metabolism. They use for metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So therefore, it is okay to take in the afternoon. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
他说这个是一种作用性代谢激素，然后它不能滋养身体，所以说这个下午可以吃。那也就是说，那个大部分的生物具有生物活性的药品，注射就是注射类的。血液注射的为了生，因为现在生物药品很多，
对，
那这一类的可能都应该算。
对，因为你不想保持生物活性，你不能把它给分解。
那种也不用多用，用多了。
对。
time, okay, we have still time, no?
Mm-hmm.
Now we discussed about this medicine several days now, no? So this may help, may this discussion help for your health, because about medicine, and also about health of your Vinaya practice, health of your Vinaya practice.
他说希望这个对于这个我们对于这个要很需要接受这么多讨论，希望这个讨论能够有益大家健康，而既有益大家那个积极接力方面的健康。
Okay, now the next rule we have already done about this Vasikasadika. We have done it yesterday from Vinaya Pitaka. And I told you to read it from the Kankavidarani. So, if there are any questions regarding that, you can ask. Otherwise, I will go and explain some other things about the same rule.
然后这个你下下巴西那第二次，我们昨天学的语义那条解释，然后昨天这样让大家看这个这这二关于这二节以后的脱离法解释，然后大家如果看解释时候有什么问题可以关注，关于对这条解释有什么问题，大家可以问。如果没有什么问题，这样的话就可以大家解决其他的东西。
So he said yesterday you told us that if you already got this vasikasatika, then then you cannot bath naked, and if you do that, that is dukkata, like that.
You can't bath naked.
Yes, you can't bath naked. If you do that, it's dukkata. And he's asking that even if he is got in a closed bathroom, in a closed bathroom, is it allowable for him to bath naked? Like that?
So then, it's not a question, but once one makes this much effort to get this bathing cloth, usually it's implied that one should wear it.
Okay.
This is what the Buddha means. While you make all this effort to bath it, to bath with bathing cloth, one should wear it while bathing. So then, to use it for bathing. So that is the meaning behind. And, you are not supposed to have to get naked around and so forth, or even in the closed place. So it's dukkata, it doesn't mention whether it's in private place or in public place.
但是佛在这个建议提醒呢，就是说你既然花了这么多努力去弄来这个雨衣，那你迟早是应该用的。他说，当然他说这个建议三个字的时候，他也没有说就是到底是在那个秘密空间还是公开场合。Especially
now because now monks they go in search no unmasked before, they want to have bathing cloth. And then they want to prepare themselves for the race, and ultimately they don't use it.
他说，尤其这个雨衣，就是你在雨衣之前一个月，可能就开始新修这个雨衣了，然后他们做了很多努力才得到，然后最后就不用了这个雨衣。So
then that is why the dukkata offense takes place, I think.
这就是为什么，就是说这个是恶作。
But other monks who don't take this, don't use it, they can bath naked in private places or in other places for who nobody can see them. Behind bushes or like
that. 他说那个，他说但是对那没有雨衣的旅客的话，那他们可以在那个像你说秘密空间里边裸体一下没问题，甚至就是也不一定非是秘密空间，比方说一个别人看不到的地方，比方说他躲在一个灌木丛里，然后别人看不见他也可以裸体。
So now, one more thing, what here it is Kankavijan mentions. That in order to make this Vasikasatika allowable to be used, okay, usually a monk, a bhikkhu has to dye it. It should not be white cloth. So, and then they have to make it kapapindu, okay, kapapindu, a mark, has to put a mark, and then only determine it for the 4 months of the rain season.
然后大家看那个，以后的第138页倒数第三自然段，就是那个最好可以着用。然后那个张老师这个地方强调一下，就是他在那个
接触风衣之后呢，就是那个这个鱼需要染的，它就是那是那个就是这个地方说是即使只有一次，就是但是一定要染，然后染了又一定要那个点性，然后才可以穿。
Now the coloring, the dyeing, you don't need to make it strong color. Just to break the whiteness by dyeing, for example, one time, two times is good enough. One does not need to have the color of the rope, for example. But just to break the white color of the cloth.
他说这个染这个鱼也不用染它那个鸡加上那么深，就只要去掉它那个白色就可以，因为本来是一块白布，然后去掉那个白色就可以，然后染个大概一两次就行，不需要把颜色做太深。
Okay, now other things are easy to understand. No, there is nothing to from the what you read from there.
然后现在以后的话，我解释都很简单，就是大家在那个读这个玩意儿，还有什么没什么不能理解的。无罪的第一个是吧？
啊，在莲池能洗浴的，这个怎么理解？
啊，
主人的意思。
啊 ，so he is he's asking about the passage of anapati.
Anapati. Yes.
So he said that here it mentions that somebody who is bathing in a lotus pond, something like that, and wears a this red robe, there is no offense. Why do you ask him?
What? Somebody who?
Somebody who is bathing in a lotus pond.
Pokaranino. Pokaranisu bana nihaya nasa. Pokarana.Vinipedi does not mention about that, no?
Vinipedi, I think...
No, it does not mention as anapatik.
Yes, it's not. But it said some...
You can see, before the anapati of the in Vinipedaka, it says that if one, while Vasika Sadhika is available, if one baths naked, Vasapeti, Vasapeti means? Vasapeti.
It means the Chinese version is that you're poured by the rain, something.I got wet because of the rain. This is what they said. I mean, not got wet. I mean, because you are naked. You have this rain robe, but you are naked. And then when it rains, you have nothing to wear. So like that, then dukkha pat. It didn't say bathing.
So, because the original story is actually when Vesaka Upasika, she offered this robe. Why? Because she saw monks going outside in the rain and washing themselves direct from the rain. It's called and take a bath from the rain itself. So and, that is called Ovasapeti. Ovasapeti means to use the rain as a means of bathing, as a shower, as a shower. So and then that is the original story. Maybe the Buddha is he means this way here. He means here so that one should not use the rain as a shower and bath while Vasika Sadika he has Vasika Sadika. He does not use his Vasika Sadika. He's a dukkha offense.
So that means if the monk he has a Vasika Sadika, he doesn't bathe in the rain. He bathes in the pond, something like that.
Yeah, maybe that's why Gangabhai tells that he found baths in a pond and so forth. There is no offense. He doesn't use the rainwater. No, he uses the water of the pond of the tap like that. Land water. He does not use sky water.
Then even his question that if he is bathing naked in his own.
Yes, that is also doesn't work by itself.
It seems. Okay. So, shall I?
Okay, you can explain.
Okay. 他说这样，他说那个谁，你刚刚说那个那个你刚问那个问题，就是说那个在一个密闭卫生间里边，就是那个问题应该是不犯，应该是不犯。他是这样，他是这个这个意思就是在这个地方。你看那个绿象里边那个倒数第三段，就是那个第二次，他那个第二次他那个解释绿象里边，他倒数第三段，他有一个解释说是那个。
由于雨积而裸性被雨淋者，然后他这个地方呢，就是说他为什么说是那个裸性被雨淋者，而不是说是裸性被血淋者的作用呢？就是说他是因为这样，这个阶段之间因缘是，就是当时那个微沙海他看到一些比库，他在那个下雨的时候，直接光上身在雨里边去了，用雨来给自己淋浴，然后这个地方裸性被雨淋，也就是这个意思，就是说你那个你明明有雨积。 然后那去下雨的时候，你还是跑到雨里边去的，然后是那个，然后是赤裸体，然后这种情况是犯过错。但如果说你不是到雨里边去，那个你不是到雨里边去的，而去池塘里边，而像这就是不犯。然后像你说的情况，应该也是不犯。
啊，就是到池塘里边就不犯。
对，池塘里边不犯。池塘因为你不是被雨淋嘛？
因为池塘就是比如说那水没腰了，然后它挡住了这样子。
他没有这么说，我但我但但但但但但是更疑惑的说法似乎是这个意思。
哦，就那个那个莲池的那个意思。
对。
So, all right, now about this factors. There are three factors regarding the Parihesana. I call if one searches for that. So then, the Vasika Sadika is intended for oneself. Asamaya Parihesata is called one search for it in the improper time, means outside of the before the last month of the summer. And if one gets it, it is Nisaka Bhajati. There are three factors for Parihesana.
Three factors.
Mm-hmm. For Parihesana. For searching.
Okay. Yes. He says, 然后第二个他是在那个非时那个寻求，然后第三个要是自己得到那个意，他就得到意，然后满足这三个要素，他就是那个星球那个八级天。
So then for searching there are four factors. Excuse me, for
wearing
four factors. It is one's own rope, number one. Abadabhava, if there are no any obstacles, any dangers, Sachivarate. Sachivarate is called, who has already three ropes. On his already three ropes. Abadabhava, there is no any danger. And then the Vasika Satika, it is one's own property, one's own possession. And one wears it in improper time. That means half month before, half month of the last rain, summer month.
然后就是说那个周用的鱼这条线，它这个四个分量素，第一个要素就是这笔货已经有了三亿了，然后第二个要素就是他那个他们有人的炸弹。
然后第四个要素就是这个鱼是他自己所有的，然后第四个要素它是非时常用。OK，所以呢，萨摩达那，所以说到多闻那些个，所以，你可以，check this，about萨摩达，然后这而且这个等起就是和那个是比库尼是这个是非心比库尼巴巴尼喜一那个那个所说等起是一样。 Alright, now you go to the next rule. Now, next rule, we have already finished when you are absent.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also the over next,
yes, yes.
Sutta Vinyanti, yes. You have finished these two rules.
Okay, so we start with number 27.
27 or 5, no? 25? 26?
No, 25, 5, 26 we finished, so we start with
27. Yeah, 27, you start, yes. We start with 27. Somebody can read the original from the Vinaya Pitaka.
Of 知识处而作事也，贤者，此亦乃为我而知。汝应该作更长宽厚善知，密知平滑又地利，大德彼等此事来于我而也，依思而知矣。大德不可能作长宽或厚也，然而大德巧知密知。 平滑又逆逆之可为，否贤者，汝勿欲此当作长宽厚，使其知识将时来之事化之机矣，知其不出而作如，而作是也。大体还要思，贤者我非，我非未于以此事之耶之耶，大体。 如是告依此是知之，然而大德优波难陀如是言我，否贤者，如勿居后矣。于是彼复又与同样之事，长老优波难陀是之问：居士由远必归来，于是长老优波难陀是之至其居士家，作所设，作为是。 居士之优波难陀是住，敬礼而退坐一面，坐以居士问其父。 其义之耶，凡君其义之耶，此义来我共大德，忧患难土兮，时其父持义来，其事与夫君师居士于长老忧患难陀世者，一而积贤非难，沙门世子多欲不知足，以义于者实非容易。为何大德忧患难陀世子未受我请之前，替至居士之世家，就其义作之事耶？故以后闻居士之非难，彼等腹中少欲者非难，为何长老忧患难陀世子不受请，而先至居士之知识处，就其义作之事耶？是诸比库以此事白世尊，忧患难陀时不受请，先至居士之知识处，就其义作之事耶？实然是尊，忧患难陀如之请，忧患难陀如之亲离耶？非亲离也，世尊非亲离，愚人非亲离，对非亲离不知威仪，非威仪进行，非进行，是故愚人不受请而先至非亲离居士之知识处，就其义作之事愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至出离库，汝等当如是诵此学处。非亲离之居士或亲居士父为库令之事之一，其实若毗库于居士未受请之前至知识处，就其一作之事。先者此一为我而知，若长方后善之密之平滑又易，我机会以故正先者耳。毗库如是于矣，若正以物虽仅托钵时，即以散提亚巴提亚。
Okay. Now this rule is similar. No, you have the Pananda, no, the bad Sakya monk. So it is similar with the other rule which he used to ask for robes, for better robes. So here it is about sutta. It is about threat. Okay. Not about threat. About the what's called the quality of the rope,
yes,
while waving it, not ready made. So then, but about the quality, what is already put into a waving machine. Okay.
然后这样
现
在相对那个他那个那因为他之间那个人还是那个无关的呢，就是。坏的那个是爱无比苦，然后他这样这个事情，他犯的那条罪就是那个，请求就是有出于自然，请求的更好的因，那样其实非常像的。然后但是这样罪就是说那个就是这样罪就是那个就是你把那个线给他准备好了，然后把那个线送到知识那里，但是知识还没有知的时候，然后他就给知识做指示，然后就这样一种。
Okay.
然后，那只是就是只是内容是让把这个医治的更好。
So in that case, now he goes to the weavers and tell them how to make it and his chivarano, and also promising them to give them something in return, like for example a gift. As called, in order to instigate them to make the rope the way he likes them.
然后他就跟那个知识说，就是说让把这个医治的更好，然后还就会了，就是说要给个知识给一些礼物，如果当然他说的话你就知道了。
So even if he gives like any fruits, any kind of food, even the Buddha tells even a toothpaste, toothstick. So then that is also it's called a kind of gift he wants to give in order to instigate them to for them to wave the rope the way he likes it.
然后这边是，然后这边是，他给他给羊，他给羊东西，他给他东西可以是那个，水果或者虾食，或者跟牛里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里里
So now this rule is easy to understand. There are not many complications. So then, Kanka Vajrini explains all these words, what means Ayatan, the specifications Upananda uses. He also has specifications. So, and he explains these words. There are not much to be explained there. So, therefore, if somebody can read this into the Chinese translation.
然后这样的意义，以后的话语，以后的话语，我觉得以后的话语，其实是很容易理解的。然后大家如果有这样子的话，可以把这个以后的措置，就关于这样子的一个解释，应该，
Okay, who is the next one? Can you read the Kanka Vajrini? No?
整个第24条。
为曾邀请的支教，或者指示，为自己的因，由他的话而增加信，再获得因。
整体等比喻，在令史学术的方法相似。另一小的是这核心的
从做
从做才算是最心意语业心三受三心三受。
Okay, so now again from this rule we learn that people who did not invite us to ask the way we like some things, we should not tell them. Okay, should not tell them, do this for me, this way, that way, and so forth. Because people get upset. They don't expect monks to behave like that. They are not prepared. So, but people who are prepared to tell Bande what kind of rope you like, what kind of quality, and so forth, how I should do it for you, the very particular answer things one can tell them, because they are open, they are prepared to serve the monk in many, many ways, as called. Okay, there are no, I don't think there are questions here, no? We have already covered many points. Even the factors which are here, I don't think there are any complications, we don't need to repeat. So, in that case, there are no questions, we go to the next room.
然后这解释并不复杂，包括要素什么的都很容易理解。然后如果大家关于这条线没有什么问题的话，我们就开始讲下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下面下
No, the sleeping. In the city. You can read, in the city you can read.
为何诸比库受特施一而续过一时也？ 如是张阿难，如此是以此是白世尊。世尊曰：多比库，比库等十受特施一耳须钵一食也。实然，世尊。佛世尊苛责：多比库，为何彼等愚人受特施一耳须钵食或一食也？诸比库，此非令未生的未信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝等当如是送此学处。有时日而未至前嘎提那之满月，比库得特施一者，比库之特施一，当领受之。领受之后，可续之一时。若续过此者，弥萨吉亚巴基地亚。
嗯。Okay, now here, this rule deals about achekachivaras. Achekachivaras are robes who are to given in hari. Okay. So, and the Buddha tells. The time they give it is about 10 days before the Kartika Masika Purnama, which is 10 days before the Pavarana day. Okay? So, if one, the monk takes this and so forth, the monk keep it up to the Chivara Kala Samaya. Chivara Kala means the time of the rope. The rope season. By exceeding that, it is Nisargavacha.
Now, 一时过了一时哈，就影响现在。
Now we know the months of the season. Let's see that here it is there. Full moon of October. That is the day when the Pavarana day takes place. Pavarana takes place here. Okay? Now this month is called Kartika month. Okay. And then you know that the rainy season is 4 months. No? Now actually the rainy season starts in the first rainy season starts after 3 months. Stops under 3 months. Therefore this is called Kartika Te Masika Purnama. Kartika Te Masika Purnama, which means Kartika Te Masika. Te Masika, no? Punaman. Punaman means Punaman is the full moon of the 3 month Kartika. They have to translate that. 3 months now is called the month Kartika, but on the full moon, 3 months has passed. Okay? And that is 10 days before that. 10 days before the full moon. Okay? That is the day when one accepts the Achekachivara.
Now,
是所谓的雨季，但是园居呢，是从七月的元日到十月元日这三个月之间称为园居，然后也就是说园居结束之后到雨季结束之间这一个月，这是称为那个加拉底家月，然后就是园居结束，它是结束于那个这个十月元日，这十月元日之前，我称为自日，对吧？然后呢，在这个自日之前的这个十天，然后这个庇护受到那个及时医
治。So now, if the monk accept this robe 10 days before the kapika,、
mm.
okay, that means this is extra robe.、
Mm.
10 days before the full moon, now the rainy season、
mm.
Finishes here, no?、Mm. After it's called the chivra vasa.、
Mm.
So chivra vasa samayo.、
Mm.
Therefore now, he can keep it this rope after 10 days, okay? That means 10 days terminate on the full moon. So therefore, his rope also is 10 days, after the 10th day, on the 11th month, 11th school, his chivra is no more Atirika chivra. Because now, he will get the privileges, no?
Oh,
privileges.
Okay. Okay.但是如果这个比护呢，他说到那个他说到这个仪式的那个自日前这时间的话，他说到这个仪还他代表说还是多余的仪。
嗯。
但如果说他是在这个十月那个十月到十月元日到十一月元日，这一个月是期间他说到仪的话，那他那个仪无论如何都不是多余的仪，因为这一个月肯定是不管有没有那个功德仪仪式，他肯定是有功德仪特权的。他是有那个特权的，就是然后而且这个月称为仪式，然后只有这十天那个他收到那个他收到那个仪，他称为那个特事仪即时仪。
So therefore now and after that he can keep it up to chivra kala samaya in his robe season. This can be 1 month, okay, but the continuing privileges are not spread, not distributed.But it can be 5 months if the Katina privilege are distributed. That is up to March full moon. You can put March full
moon. This is Chinese word for March, okay.然后这个地方仪式呢，我们说在没有那个就是没有做那个复展看天大仪那个仪式情况下，就只是一个月，就是那个伊后多托里边说的加里加月，就只是从十月元日到十一月元日这个月而已。但如果做了那个复展功德仪式的话，它这个仪式应该包括5个月，就是这一个月再加上后面的4个月，一直到3月元日。就是说，如果这个比库他收到这个特事仪之后，在没有复展功德仪，他在没有复展功德仪，没有那个特别的功德仪特权情况下，他只能那个储存到那个十一月元日。但如果复展功德仪的之后呢，他可以一直储存到三月元日。
Now the offense takes place when if there are the Katina privileges are not distributed and he keeps it more than the full moon of Katika, he means he exceeds his Nisanga Pachiti, okay.Because Katina privilege is not exceeded. But if the Katina privilege is exceeded, he can keep 5 months, but after the full moon of March, they become Sati Pachiti.
So, if there is no full moon, if there is no full moon, if there is no full moon,那就是你想下八戒。如果说已经复展了功德仪的情况下，那他只跟这个功德仪，如果说过了3月元日，你想下八戒。
对、
okay.
嗯。So then, that case now somebody has to read the Kankavitarani.It is not difficult to understand because we have covered many points in the other, previous rules.
Okay. 那未到十天之前为未到之前十天，即使还有十天未到来， 十天前之意，而该未到的前十天乃是以最极限相结合，在处未意的对格。嘎提那雨季第三月的满月，即第一嘎提那第一嘎提嘎月的满月日，在此只是与第一句随顺而相结合性，只以前面的方式在处位意的对格。这既是所说的凡从第一个自知日前的前十天未到的前十天而说，假如在所限定的极限的那天比库获得极失一，知道这是极失一的比库，即使一切都可以接受。由此来显示，从自知日自知月的白半月之第五天开始，为获得一的存放之时，而且这是想要以此多余的一最多可以持有十日的成就，由意而起，就如飞前一般，在显示了意后而设置学处。即是一将出行者、生病者、孕妇、新生起信心之人的其中之一，以我将布施助与安居者，在如此告知后而布施者，假如在前资日分配该衣，该衣不应分配给破与安居者，假如分配而破与安居者拿取了，该衣是属于僧团的。直到衣时，为敷展嘎提那衣，直到雨季的最后一个月，已敷展嘎提那衣者，可以放置该衣五个月。在沙瓦提众多比库开始，在极失衣存放超过衣食的故事制定，其余的当知只是在与衣品的第一学处所说的方法相似，共通制定，非命令的。在极失衣而从极失衣想和疑者犯恶作，在极失衣即使存非极失衣想和疑者也犯舍心堕。同样的，在未受持、未尽施、未食与、未送人、未失去、未破坏、未被偷而存己而存
已受持，
已受持想者也犯舍心堕。在世时内受持、尽施、舍与、送人、失去、破坏、烧坏、被抢夺者，以亲后而取者及疯狂者等无罪。在学处有四个构成要素：自己所拥有的种类、矢量成就之即是一，未到嘎提那的满，未到嘎提嘎的满月之前十天获得的情况。在未受持、未尽施以及超过衣食、嘎提那等起，由未作而犯，非由想而脱罪，无心的治罪，深夜、雨夜三心三受。
OK, no, they are not difficult things, no? So then, all right, then, if there are any questions you can ask?
嗯，就这二
节
应该没什么难
的，
如果大
家
有什么问题
还
可以问。
刚才那个，就是不是接力问题，是那语言问题。那个，这个第一段的最后一句话是什么意思呀？
就是什么，乃是以最极限相结合，在那个初位意对格是吧？
啊，对。
So he's asking about comparatively. 嗯。The Sahana, the Gita.
Yeah, I thought you were not. white box.
No, I just want to check.
Okay.
So, let me see.
Asana.
So he's asking, what is the meaning of Atanta Samyoga Vasin?
Yes, grammatical.
Yes, he wants to know this grammatical.
Atanta. Yes, so then Pali grammar, then he can understand. It is Samyoga. Ajata San Yoga. It is San Yoga, it is Samasa Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Tasa Hena Anagata become Tasa Hanagata.
Uh-huh.
It is actually, it is here, it is Tatya Vipakti, it is called instrumental case. No?
Mm-hmm.
If you split this compound, it is instrumental case.
Ah.
So then.
Tasa Hena.
Then,
Tasa Hena, isn't it?
Tasa hena anagata, tasa anagata.
Uh-huh.
Actually, should be tasa anagata, tasa hena asampatati atuta, vachanda san yoga vasena bumati.
Bumati is called
bumati, it is locative.
Locative, no?
Instead of locative,
mm-hmm.
they put it upayoga vasena, because what upayoga means accusative.
Accusative, okay.
Yes. Instead of so it should be tasahaganagate, tasahaganagate,
mm-hmm.
but it should be tasahaganagatan. It should be locative,
mm-hmm.
but they put it
accusative. Okay.
And then it becomes achata san yoga. By doing like that, this is a term is called in Pali grammar, is called achata san yoga.
Ah. Oh, this question is I have to write actually.这是位置格，然后为就是说按这个情况，根据这个地方语义的话，应该使用位置格。为什么使用位置格？因为你这句话这个意思主要是在这个时间段之内，而且说那个对时间这个名词的话，你如果是表示在某某某某时间之内的话，也是用位置格。就比方说你是在某某某某时间之内的话，也是用位置格。这个地方也是时间，时间按说的话，这个地方应该使用位置格。但是这个词用它用的不是位置格，它用的是宾格，就是它是有这个 MZR的，对不对？MZR那个是宾格。然后它是这个这是巴黎语用语法现象，然后这种语法现象称之为意义性现象结合。 就是说这个地方本来是可以本来按照语义是应该用位置格，但是用了宾格，然后这种语法现象称之为以最近现象结合，是这个意思。但是如果用理解它的意思的话，你看按照位置格去理解，虽然说它用的是宾格，但实际上按照位置格去理解。
哦，这只是解释一个语法现象。
对。
并不想表达一个什么。
对，
就
是
说
按说的话，这个地方不应该用宾格。
So then these are just sometimes I can't, in some Samanda Pasadika
mm-hmm.
analyzes the word grammatical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested about this grammatical analysis,
mm-hmm.
so that is different thing. But if you can't understand and so forth, just skip it. Yeah, I mean now, if you find in the future
mm-hmm.
such things and so forth, must understand this, the explanation not from the Vina point of view, it is from the grammar point of view.
Mm-hmm.
If you find something like that in the future again, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to do with Vina.
Mm-hmm. 如果大家如果因为这方面分析，如果大家看想要更详细解释，应该看那个普通研，然后一部都错里边这种分析还是比较少。但是如果大家以后再看一部都错，如果再看到这种分析，大家知道这种分析是语法分析，跟基本上这种分析是没什么关系，所以不需要担心。
OK,
now the time is past, no?
这个时间指的是就是。
就是那个第十前第十天的那一天，还是说这个？
这一段时间，他会你看他们那边一段都涂黑了。
哦
不对，嗯，完了。我告诉你，是玛雅卡坦布尼亚萨米纳努摩迪塔巴。
啥都啥都能。
萨米纳卡坦布尼亚玛雅达塔巴。
啥都啥都能摩迪塔巴。
萨都萨都努摩达米，我告诉多尔蒂尼卡坦萨巴麦加扬卡玛特米巴特。
卡玛。
萨都努摩达。
说句话，你就过来，你帮你。
你跟我问一下，我想问一个不尽的问题，但我
你要问什么？
不是尽的问题，但很疑惑，不是很多佛吗？
啊，
全部是印度人。
你说过
就有记录的佛全是印度人。
过去佛是吧？
对对，为什么？我不知道为什么，而且
So he said he wants to
知道
ask your question which is relevant to Vinaya, but he doesn't know whether you can answer it or not.
Okay, I told to ask question now. We went silent. That's why I told, okay, you go. You can ask.
So his question is that is it true that all the previous Buddhas are in India?
Are in India? They still are there.
I mean, are Indian by ethnic groups. They're all Indian, something like that.
Ah, not about Vinaya question. It's about
general.
Yes, now according to the Theravada text, all Buddhas have to appear in India.
Jambudvipa.
In Jambudvipa.
Uh-huh.
And there are in Jambudvipa, so then, and there are four places who are fixed for all Buddhas.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. Fixed places.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore they have to be born, they are not, those days and so forth, there was no disclassification whether Indian or not. Now, for example, Kapilavastu, today it is in Nepal. Okay. But now, this division, those days were not there. Division was not there. So, and then, but the land is the peninsula of Jambudvipa.
India subcontinent,
right? India subcontinent, okay. So, that is the place where they are born. They are not born in other places. And then, and there are four fixed places which all Buddhas have in Jambudvipa. One it is the when they attain enlightenment should be in Buddha Gaya. That is fixed place. It's called Avijahita Tanas. Avijahita. It's called, they don't abandon. Abandon, it's a fixed place. The second is, when they teach Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, should be Sarnath. So the third place is where they mostly live. Mostly live it is Jetavana. Most of the time they spend in Jetavana. That is also fixed place. So in Savati, around Savati. That is the place where most of the time they spend. And then fourth place is after they teach the Abhidhamma in Tushita heaven, they descend in Sankasa. Sankasa, it's about south of New Delhi. Okay, that is a place when they, therefore these are the fixed places.
No, he said that. 跟你上的不是文献，然后佛陀确实就是算你过去佛陀都是出生在印度四大陆，但不并不是只限在印度，就只是印度四大陆而已，就是那个印度半岛而已，也包括尼泊尔，然后孟加拉这些国家。然后他说，比方说你那个就佛陀出生的地方，那是那个迦毗罗卫城，那是在尼泊尔，不是在印度。然后他说，然后但是他说因为出生在这片大陆上，然后他说，跟你那个是上部文献，就是佛陀有四个不舍处，就是四个不舍处是什么意思？就是说在这四个地方对每一个佛陀来说都是确定的，然后就他们开悟是在那个菩提迦耶啊，这是第一个地方，然后第二个地方就是他们出生法人是在那个鹿野苑是吧？就是那个地方叫什么名？
鹿
野苑。瓦拉纳西，然后那个第二个那个第三个地方就是他们那个。 最常住的地方就是那个吃那个吃那个七多里，就是几步多远那地方。
嗯。
好，这是第三个地方，然后第四个地方就是那个佛在那个三讲完了，皮达摩游，下降那个地方叫那个桑卡萨，然后那个地方叫新德里那边。
嗯。
对，然后这四个地方就每个佛都是一样。
全部佛都在那里啊？
对，这四个地方就是
定法了，这是。
对。
就是说，美德亚佛以后也在这四个地方。
对，
师傅，就你确认
他就这么说，就是他们开悟是在那个菩提伽耶，然后那个第四张法轮在那个地方，然后那个在常住地方那个。
但是我看很多很多书嘛，
啊，
所有的佛弟子，
啊，
我不知道我理解是不是正确
啊，
就被这种就是说他们解脱了成为阿罗汉的人
啊，
都是印度人，没有外国人的，你明白吧？就是他们本地的一圈人。他们的那个投身全部投在那一区，外面没有，只有有两个人是缅甸人，号称是拿了菩萨的头发供养了他一点食物，他说天人指使他开悟了嘛，供养了他点食物，他说能不能拿点你的纪念物回去供养。后来他说这两个商人是缅甸人，就我就看到过这两个外国人，其他没有外国人嘛，文献里面全部是印度人嘛。
你说在佛的最爱说的阿拉汉的那个人，我
就
是在佛的最在
佛弟子，就所有的佛弟子全是印度人吗？没有外国人吗？
就是佛的在世时候弟子。
对对对，我就觉得奇怪，每个佛陀都是只度印度人，不度外面的人。明白，如果要投身的话，以后你要全部投到那里去。
佛陀是
可能
拿到
好久的。可能的 literature that he has read.All the disciples of Lord Buddha, while he was alive, are Indian people, and only two of them are Burmese.
This Tapusa Palika.
Ah, yes.
That is a Burmese version, but their own interpretation.
Uh-huh.
But from the Vinaya text we have. There is no such indication. No such indication that these were Burmese. They came from Suvarnabhumi. This is the only gent. Burmese, they be the only gent. Okay, because this Tapusa Palika, these two names, actually archaeologists found them in different parts of India, but outside India, in Afghanistan only.
Okay.
So then, and then from that people in Afghanistan, because they're Buddhist, they would believe that Tapusa Palika was Afghanistan people.
Okay.
So then, but we have no any indication from the Pali texts like that,
okay.
Or commentary, sub-commentary. These are later legends.
Okay.
Legends could be built.
他说这两个山是缅甸人自己的传说而已，
就说根本没有外国人。
不是，那个他不，这两个山可能是外国人。他说许多历史学家就考证这两个人的名字，就是这两个人的名字，就是说他那个在理想里边出现这两个人名字嘛。但是名字里边就看那个现在世界各个地方还有哪些国家人用这个名字，然后发现只有两个国家，一个印度，一个阿富汗。所以在阿富汗有些人相信这两个人来自阿富汗。
Once legend says is called what's called Andhra Pradesh,
uh-huh.
With this one, they put some Mahayanis, they built some Nagarjuna Kunda,
yes, yes.
Amaravati, uh-huh. In that area called Andhra Pradesh is,
yes, yes.
Above Matra, it's called Chennai,
no, yes, yes,
it's called Chennai, it's called.
South India.
So therefore they found epigraphs. Epigraphs are a cult.
Uh-huh.
A cult who believe that Tapusa Palika came from that place.
He said that
就是说按照南传佛教从这里看下来的佛陀基本就是那块大陆里面出生，
对，
传法也在那里，
对，
德法就是受他法义的，就是跟他同时期在的人也只有那里人，从来没有什么美国欧洲，就我们现在国家外面就大洋海外面的人都没有一个人得度，是这个概念，全部是那里人。
Their disciples are actually from the Indian Peninsula, but
Not from other continents, like America, Europe, or any other countries?
We have no such reference, because we have, if we see the biography uh-huh. of all disciples, so all of them, they are from cities of India.
Okay.
You can identify from the from when they've been born, and what the parents are, the name of the parents, they the personal names, they are Indians, Indian names. So,
他说这个从上边文献来看，就是说，确实没有任何证据能显示，就是说那个佛地子，他是来自印度之外向的人。他说，就是现有这佛地子，就是说这个文献里边写的，就是他们的，他们是出生于什么地方，他们都出生于印度城市。然后你看他是什么民族，他是基本上都是印度民族。那他的父母什么民族，还是印度民族？
所以我就觉得疑惑，就是说，以后你一直投身中国人，就算佛陀出世了，你都不知道。
当然不是，这个问题是这样，就是说你他那个他这文献里面没有说，就是所有佛弟子都是印度人，他只是说这尊佛，他有记载。那佛陀他不出外的嘛，全部在他那个地方行脚，都在那个区域。那你可以去印度，
或者如果说以后某位要投。 投身，说成为佛陀，也是往那四个地方固定的地方去投，对吧？是这个概念。
我想，我觉得这个东西再问一下，
是不是说所有的相，大乘佛法是不是属于相法？是不是所有的相法以后都在中国在？相法好像不是上都不非要死，相法不是上都不非要死。